Hello, everybody, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. This is the Bible teaching ministry of Rick Warren. Now, today we're continuing into the new year, and we're digging deeper into one of life's biggest questions: does my life really matter? In today's message, Rick's going to continue his powerful series, Live Your Calling, What on Earth Am I Here For? In it, you'll discover how living out God's purpose for your life brings real meaning, direction, and joy, no matter where you're starting from. All right, well, let's hear from Rick with the final part of a message called The Call Is For You.
Now, there's a fourth thing that the Bible teaches us about your calling, and it is this. This is a big one. My sins and my mistakes don't change my call. Oh, I'm so glad for this one. My sins and my mistakes don't change my call, God's call for my life. It doesn't matter how messed up your life has been, whether you messed it up or somebody messed it up for you, no matter how screwy it got, how difficult it became, no matter how many dumb decisions you've made in the past, it hasn't changed God's call on your life at all. The call that God gave you before you were born, the call that God gave you when you were saved and reaffirmed when you're saved, is a calling that God says it's there forever. It's a permanent calling. And God doesn't change it. Now, a good example of this, of course, was Paul. I mean, Paul was a pretty rude dude in a crude mood before he became an apostle. God called him to be an apostle. And in 1 Timothy chapter 1, Paul says this: by calling me into his service, Jesus has judged me trustworthy, even though I used to be a blasphemer and a persecutor and contemptuous. Mercy, however, was shown me, because while I lacked faith, I acted in ignorance. I love that phrase, the honesty there. While I lacked faith, I acted in ignorance. You know what he's saying? He's saying, I did a lot of dumb stuff growing up. How many of you would admit, I did a lot of dumb stuff growing up, okay? I did a lot of, okay. That's apostle training, okay? Congratulations. Okay. Do you know what Paul was? He was going to people's homes, dragging them out in the street, throwing them into jail, killing people. He was a murderer. God said, Paul, that didn't change the call that I had for you from the day you were born. I had a plan for you. And even the bad stuff fits into the plan. The fact that I love most about God is that he never wastes anything, and he fits it all into his plan. Even my sin. Even the stupid decisions that I've made that I will regret the rest of my life, God says, you know what? I'm going to even put that in the plan. We'll make it work. I can bring all things can work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. I can fit that in there too. And not only can God say, your sins and your mistakes don't change your calling, the sins of other people against you don't change your calling. Some of you may feel a little bruised, a little battered, a little beat up by the world. Maybe you had somebody who was unfaithful to you. You had somebody walk out of your life. You had somebody betray you, reject you. Some of you have been molested. Some of you have been raped. I'm sorry, I am. But you know what? That did not change one bit of your value, and that did not change one bit of God's call on your life. It has not changed. You are still God's workmanship, God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. And you know what God says? You know what? I can even take the ugly stuff, and I'll take the stinger out of it, and you know what? I'll even bring good out of it in your life if you'll let me. The Bible says, my sins and mistakes don't change God's call. I want you to write this down on your outline. God has no plan B for me. A lot of people think, you know what, I really screwed up on that one, therefore I got to live with plan B the rest of my life. No, you don't. It's part of plan A. God has no plan B for me. When I think about this, I think about Chuck Colson. Chuck Colson was one of the most powerful men in the world. In his day, he was assistant to the president of the United States of America. And then he got involved in a scandal, Watergate, and he went to prison. And in prison, he found Christ, became a believer, saw the need for people in prisons to know the Lord, started Prison Fellowship, which now in like 150, 60 countries, has blessed millions of people. But when God created Chuck Colson, he knew he would be going from the presidency to prison and back out all in one life. And he said, I'm going to fit it into the plan. I'm going to fit it into the plan. Number five, the fifth thing we learn about God's calling is my calling is permanent. This is a further extension of what I just said. What I mean when it's permanent means nobody can take it from you. When you were growing up, your parents tried to probably make you something that you didn't really want to be. Or your girlfriend, your boyfriend tried to make you something you didn't want to be. Or your boss or somebody in your life always trying to pressure you and conform you to take away your true calling. Your calling cannot be taken from you. Satan can't take your calling away from you. You can't take your calling away from you. Other people can't take your calling away from you, and God won't, because he says, I've given it to you permanently. The Bible says in Romans 11, verse 29, God's gifts and his callings are, read it with me, irrevocable. Circle that. They cannot be taken away. They are permanent. The calling on your life is never, ever going to change. No matter what you've done, no matter what you've messed up, the expression may change, the timing, the when, the where, the how, but the calling will not change. You still have the same gifts God gave you from the beginning. Now, what does this verse teach us? If my calling is permanent, it means this. My job is not my calling, because your job changes. How many of you have ever changed jobs? Yeah. How many of you have ever lost a job? How many of you have ever been unemployed? Yeah, you're going to have many, many jobs in life. Your job is not your calling. Jobs change all the time. Calling never changes. This is an eye-opener for some of you. The Bible says God's gifts and his call can never be withdrawn. So no matter what happens, they're permanent in your life. Number six, very important point. My calling is connected to others. My calling, my assignment from God in life, my purpose, my vision, the dream God has for my life is connected to other people. What do I mean by that? You cannot fulfill your purpose in life by yourself. It is impossible. You can only do it connected to other people. Calling and community go together. You cannot be what God wants you to be. You cannot fulfill what God wants you to fulfill. You cannot enjoy your destiny on your own. You have to do it connected to other people. It's like the parts of your body. They're worthless unless they're connected. You have an eyeball, which is extremely gifted. It has the ability to take light, translate that to your brain, and you see things. But an eyeball outside of a socket is worthless. It can't see anything because it's not connected. You have an ear, which is an amazing gift of God, where your ear can take waves, turn them into impulses to your brain, and your brain hears sounds. If your ear is disconnected from your body, it's worthless. That ear can't hear anything unless it's connected. You have a hand, and that hand has an amazing ability to grasp, to write, to fix things. But that hand, if it were cut off, it has no use. A hand has no power, no talent, no ability, no purpose without being connected to the body. You have to be connected to the body to fulfill your calling. The Bible calls the church the body of Christ, the family of God, but it calls it the body. And we're all members, like a hand, eye, nose, feet, everything, connected to the body. Look at this verse on the screen, Romans 14, 7. None of us lives to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone. You gotta be connected. How do you get connected? Through a church family. It's why we talk about small groups all the time. Because in that small group, there's a connection there where you learn from other people. They help you in your weakness, you help them in their weakness. Let me show you a couple verses. Ephesians 4:4. We are all one body. Circle that. All one body. We all have the same spirit. Circle same spirit. And we have all been called. Circle that. All been called. We're all one body. All have the same spirit. All been called to the same glorious future hope. It is only in connection, in community, that I will fulfill my calling. Hebrews 3:1. Brothers and sisters, you are holy partners in a heavenly calling. The other people in your small group are partners in a heavenly calling. We're better together. We're better as a team. That's why church, you have to be connected. We'll talk about this more in the future. Number 7. God empowers what he calls me to do. That's the 7th thing I need to know about my calling. That whatever God calls me to do, he's going to empower me to do. God empowers what he calls me to do. In other words, if God has given me an assignment in life, he's going to enable me to do it. He's going to equip me to do it. He's going to empower me to do it. He's going to strengthen me to do it. He's going to give me the ability to do it. God would never ask you to do anything with your life that he doesn't give you the power to do. So, here's how it works. Once I understand that God has a calling on my life, okay, and I understand that, what I do is I commit myself to him. And when I commit myself to God's calling for me, I say, God, whatever time I've got left on this earth, I want to use it to fulfill your calling for me, whether it's a week, a month, years, or whatever, decades. I commit to your calling for my life. God commits his resources to help you do it. He said, I don't even know what it is. I commit to your calling for my life. God says, then I will commit the resources, what you need to get it done. Look at this verse, Ephesians 4:1. I urge you to live the life to which God called you. Now notice, the calling is a lifestyle. And you are to live the life to which God called you. And what we're going to do during Live Your Calling is learn how to do it. Now, those of you here last week, remember, we talked about 5 ways to learn. Here they are on the screen. Listen to God's word every day. That's how I learn my calling. Enlist friends who challenge me. That's how I learn my calling. That's called a small group. In other words, if you're going to be wise, you got to hang out with wise people. Ask questions and accept correction. The more I do that, the wiser I become. I learn God's calling. Remember and reinforce what I learned. By the way, do you know what Isaiah 44:2 is? I am your creator. You were in my... Even before... All right, you need to go home and read your little verse again, okay? Read your verse again. That's why you got to remember and reinforce. Saying it one time in church doesn't mean you got it. You got to remember and reinforce it. Remember and reinforce it. And then now do it. Now, how many of you did 40 days of purpose? Can I see your hands? All right, a lot of you did. That was like phase 1, 40 days of purpose. It was the foundation. Now we're going to phase 2. We're going to the advanced course. To calling. What is God's calling on your life? You say, well, Rick, I'm already doing these habits. I'm having a quiet time. I'm in a small group. Great. Then let me tell you what God wants you to do in phase 2. He wants you to help somebody else out. That's how you're going to grow from this one. Growing by sitting in the same small group you were in during 40 days of purpose, it will help you this much, but helping somebody else will help you this much. We always grow fastest when we pass it on. You get it? Got it? Good. Give it away, all right? And when you give it away, then you're going to grow faster. So if you did 40 days of purpose, here's what I encourage you to do. Stay in the group you're in, watch the videos, do the discussion, read the book, memorize the verses, all those kind of things. But go out and find one person yourself that you will invest in yourself and say, I'll do it with you, 1 or 2 other people. So you share in one group and you serve a friend. Just find a friend, a few friends for a few weeks. Why should you do that? Because you will grow faster. And God will give you power. God doesn't give you power to sit and learn. God gives you power when you help somebody else. And so if you want to go to the next level, you need to get somebody for you to pour into, to say, let's do this together. It's not going to hurt you to do that for 6 weeks and just step out in faith. Now, here's my prayer. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. This is why we always pray for you, asking our God to help you, that's empower, to help you live the kind of life he called you to live. God says, if I call you to live this kind of life, I'm going to help you with the power. We pray that with his power, God will help you do the good things you want and perform the works that come from your faith. Notice, do the good things and perform the works. That's the good works we were talking about earlier. And God says, I will give you the power. You can count on God to give you the strength you need. 1 Thessalonians 5, the one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. He'll give you the power to help that person. You say, well, I've never helped anybody. He'll give you the power to help somebody else. Now, there's one more truth that I want us to cover as we start this week. Let me review. My calling is a gift from God. I'm called for God's purpose, not my own. God chose my calling before I was born, so I didn't have anything to do with it. My sins and my mistakes don't change my calling. My calling is permanent. Satan can't take it away. Nobody else on earth can take it away. It's irrevocable. My calling is connected to others. I got to be connected to the body or it doesn't work. God will empower me to do what he calls me to do. And here's the last point. There's a prize. There's a prize for living out my calling. And this is why I'm very excited about this campaign. There is a prize for living out my calling. God has promised a reward for those people who discover and live the calling he made them for here on earth. And that reward's going to last forever. Philippians 3:14. I press toward the goal to win the prize. Circle that. To win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. What is the prize? Oh, man. It would take me months to explain all that God wants to do in heaven for eternity with you. But let me just say this. The prize is that you get to share in everything God has in heaven. You get to share in his kingdom. You get to share in his glory. You get to share in his power. It all becomes yours. You see, life on earth is a test. Why didn't God just create you and take you to heaven? If you're going there anyway, why didn't he just take you there first? Because he puts you here on earth to test your faithfulness. And he gives you a few things and puts them in your care, opportunities, relationships, things. And he says, let's see what you do. And if you're faithful with a little, then I can trust you with all of my riches and all of my power and all of my glory in heaven for eternity. Faithful in little, you'll be faithful in much. This is a test. And God is testing to see if you are going to fulfill the calling he put you here on earth to fulfill. And if you do, then he's going to share with you everything that is his. This is the most amazing thing. Look at the next verse. 1 Thessalonians 2:12. Live the kind of life that pleases God. Who calls you to share. And what are we going to share? Who calls you to share in his own kingdom and glory. That's amazing that for eternity, God will share his kingdom and his glory if I live out my calling. It's hard to even explain this, wrap your head around it. So let me just say it like this. Imagine on Broadway in New York City, a giant marquee lit up at night with bright lights, and it says, now starring for eternity, Jesus Christ, co-starring your name. You will share in his kingdom and glory. Now you got my attention. Now I'm interested in fulfilling my calling. I don't want to get to heaven and go, did you fulfill your calling? Oh, I didn't even know I had one. Well, you do. And if you fulfill your calling in life and you do what God, you make the most of what you're given, God says, you're going to share in my kingdom and glory forever. Are you interested in that? I am. I am. That is a big time prize that goes on and on forever. Now, we talked earlier about answering the phone if God called. The fact is, God has already called. He's already called you. That phone has been ringing in your life since the moment you were conceived. Are you going to pick up the phone? It's been ringing. God's call for you has been ringing from the point of your conception. And some of you have just been ignoring it. Ring, 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 ring. God's saying, I'm not hanging up. Will you pick up the phone and today say, I'm going to begin to discover, develop, and live the call that God made for me. That I will learn what on earth am I here for, and I will spend the rest of my life learning to do that. Now, I'm going to pray for you in just a second. We're going to pray a prayer of blessing. But you got to make the decision, am I going to answer God's call? I don't know anything more important than what we're going to talk about the next 6 weeks. The reason you exist. The purpose for your life. The calling that God is going to judge and evaluate and determine what rewards you get in heaven. You don't want to miss any of this. You want to get in a group and you want to be here every week. Let's bow for prayer. As we close, pray this prayer in your heart. Dear God, thank you that you created me, that I'm not an accident. Thank you that I've been in your care even before I was born. Thank you that you not just created me, but you have called me. You have a purpose and an assignment for my life. I'm not here just to waste time. Thank you that you called me for your purpose. I want your plan, not mine. Thank you that that plan began from the moment of my birth, and even though I made many mistakes and I've sinned a lot, and other people have hurt me, it hasn't changed my call one bit. Thank you that my calling is permanent. And I realize today that I cannot fulfill my purpose disconnected. I need to be connected to others in your body, in your family, with the same spirit and the same calling. I thank you, Lord, that you've promised to give me the power to do what you've asked me to do. That you won't ask me to do something you won't enable me and strengthen me to do. Lord, I want that prize in life. I want to live the rest of my life that Monday I may share in your kingdom and in your glory. If you've never invited Jesus into your life, say, Jesus Christ, come into my life now. I want to learn to love you and trust you and serve you. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hey, if you just prayed to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, awesome. Congratulations. And we would love to hear from you and send you some free materials to help you know him better. So email rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. And now to encourage us more, here's Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Hello, everybody. Today, I want to share with you the story of Christine, who wrote to me. She says she lost everything, but I want you to listen how God is working in her life now. Christine wrote this to me. Pastor Rick, Daily Hope has brought me out of some truly dark times. 3.5 years ago, my marriage of 13 years ended. My husband was an atheist, and I decided early on in our relationship that he would be my number one priority, not God. And for 13 years, I tolerated being lied to and cheated on and told that believing in God was stupid and foolish. And then he ended it all, and I was left alone with nothing. No friends, no home, no family. And as I was facing a new life on my own, a coworker recommended that I listen to the Daily Hope podcast. And after a few weeks of listening, I got up the nerve to return to church for the first time in over 13 years. It's been challenging starting my life all over again, and I still encounter obstacles almost daily, but I have also grown, and I've healed a lot over the last 3 years. Now, I continue to listen to the Daily Hope podcast, and I just purchased your book, A Purpose-Driven Life. I've been going to church steadily, and I even sing now on our worship team. Had it not been for Daily Hope, I don't know if I would have ever returned to church or to God. But I'm so glad that I did. Thank you, Daily Hope. Well, you know, thanks for writing, Christine. Your story is a great reminder that God can use any pain in our lives to draw us closer to Him if we'll give it to Him. And then He can bring good even out of all the bad if we will just trust Him. Now, you know, notice that Christine found out about Daily Hope and the podcast because a coworker shared it when she was facing dark days. It was just a simple act by a friend, simply forwarding a podcast that helped Christine start her journey back to God, and it helped her reconnect with a church family. What a simple step to make such a major change in someone's life. Can you think of somebody in pain right now that you could forward on the Daily Hope podcast to? Can you think of somebody who's suffering, somebody who is questioning, somebody who's in despair? Would you do that for a friend? Would you share Daily Hope with someone in your family or someone at work? I'd like you to just pray and ask God, say, God, show me the people around me that you want to know you. And show me the people that I should share Daily Hope with. If you do that, I am certain God will show you. He'll bring names and faces to mind. Just try it. God bless you. You know, if God is blessing you through Daily Hope, would you share your story with me? Write me, rick@pastorrick.com.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.